teachers and students in Washoe County are returning to school and trying to adapt to a new normal during the COVID-19 pandemic. The district's approach to reopening schools includes individualizing materials and maintaining social distance in the classroom, which might be uniquely challenging in special education classrooms. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano caught up with an elementary school special education teacher and has this story.
For transparency, the identity of the teacher I interviewed for this story won't be shared to protect her from any form of retaliation. With that said, let's jump into her 2020 special education classroom, where she's set to teach in person.
I've had to completely deconstruct my classroom and start it from the ground up as something completely new and different than what I had established from last year. We are not allowed to use cubbies, so I had to completely wall off my cubbies. My room, it was really oriented to be very open flow for the kids. They could bounce between centers. I had a sensory learning center where they could explore and learn about outer space, and they could build with blocks and beading and threading and puzzles and all sorts of fun things.
Fun things like pretending to play kitchen, practicing how to wash dishes and cook, playing with baby dolls to learn how to brush hair. These hands-on moments are the way she teaches her students, who are heavily impacted by disabilities, the fundamental skills to interact in their society. Well, all of that is gone.
We are not allowed to have any shared materials, so I have had to go and I've had to buy boxes and bins and all sorts of storage devices for each individual student. I have given my students each a box with their own toys that we sanitize daily. I've given them each their own math box, each their own book box.
Their own folder, their own scissors, glue, and their own recess buckets with, yes, their own toys. But of course, these changes are happening in order to protect them from the possible spread of COVID-19.
It's been very different for them. They want to play with each other, and they have their little toy boxes out. And one gal turned to another, and she said, okay, let's play together. And they were trying to pretend like they were playing family. And we had to come over and say, hey, that's too close, personal space. And it was just really heartbreaking to have to tell a student that she could not play with her friend.
The classroom environment isn't the only thing that's changed for her students. She says her students are taken by surprise when they see their teachers in makeshift PPE. She says she looks like a space alien to them. According to her, she received word from the district just a few days before the start of the school year that special education teachers would receive special PPE, items like face shields, masks, gloves, and gowns.
Now that school has started, we have not received the gowns. We were promised that we would have. We've just kind of been waiting for them. We haven't heard anything. And so what we've been doing is we have cut holes out of trash bags, and we wear trash bags when we diaper our students.
You see, in her classroom, they deal with bodily fluids on a day-to-day basis. During the first couple days of school, she used 30 pairs of gloves each day because of the need for direct contact when she changes a diaper or when she helps a child use their walker. This teacher still hasn't received information about how to clean off her PPE, and that information is not listed in the district's reopening and outbreak plans online. As for distance learning, she says that process remains unclear.
It's going to be a challenge. I have some families without Wi-Fi. I have some who require their student is very low functioning, so their student requires very hands-on and very experienced learning and teaching techniques.
She's worried about what she says has been a lack of guidance and accountability from the district. Most of all, she's worried about the exposure her students are facing, as most are immunocompromised. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.